الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. A great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to entertain the guest. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left the ummah to a great extent. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfa." That person who believes in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the day of qiyamah, he should honor his guests. In another hadith it is mentioned that أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ أَطْعَمَ مُسْلِمًا عَلَى جُوعٍ أَطْعَمَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ ثِمَارِ الْجَنَّةِ. That whichever Muslim feeds another Muslim that is in hunger, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will feed him on the day of qiyamah from the fruits of Jannah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمٍ سَقَى مُسْلِمًا مِنَ الظَّمْآءِ سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ الرَّحِيقِ الْمَخْتُومِ. That whichever Muslim gives another Muslim something to drink because of thirst, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him to drink on the day of Qiyamah from the wine of Jannah, which will be sealed with musk. We find from amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, one particular Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had the quality of entertaining to a great extent. And this was none other than Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It is mentioned, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi writes, on one occasion, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at the time of meals, he went in search of a guest. He managed to find a stranger and he brought the stranger along. When they sat down to eat, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told him that recite Bismillah. So he said that I don't know who is Allah, that what is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, you do not want to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The food that you are eating comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he removed him from the dastarkhan. So this person, he got up and he left. When he left, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and he informed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions that, O Ibrahim, we fed this person throughout his life in spite of his kufr. Yet you are so miserly that you couldn't give him even one morsel of food. So hearing this, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ran in search of this person. So he found him and he told him that please come back and partake of the meals. So this person told him, I'm not prepared to come back until you give me the reason that why is it that you removed me in the first place and now you are calling me back to your dastarkhan. So he explained that this is what transpired, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala conveyed a message to me that, O Ibrahim, that we fed him throughout his life yet he was upon kufr. You couldn't give him even one morsel of food. On hearing this, this person said, I bring Iman on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who is most kareem, who is most generous. He then returned to the home of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and he partook of meals with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was known for his hospitality, was a very, very hospitable person. It is mentioned in the kitab, Fazail al-Sadaqat, an incident of Hazrat Abu Rabi rahmatullah alayhi. Abu Rabi rahmatullah alayhi says, that I heard of a particular goat that gives milk from one udder and honey from the other udder. So he says, I was surprised that here you're getting a goat that is giving milk from one udder and honey from the other. So he says, I undertook a journey to a particular village to go and see this goat. On reaching the village, I came to this particular home where this goat was residing and the man of the house had gone out perhaps to earn his livelihood. The wife was at home. So he asked her about this particular goat. So she confirmed that we have such a goat in our home. So he had purchased a container and brought this container along so that he is able to milk the goat himself and confirm that there is milk and honey coming out from the same goat. So once he had confirmed he milked the goat, he asked her, where did you all get this goat from? So she said, we are nomads. We are people that move along day to day. Today we're in one place, tomorrow we're in another place. We're very, very poor people. So we had only one goat. And the entire family used to milk this goat and they used to drink the milk of this particular goat. It was the time of Qurbani. My husband wanted to slaughter this animal for Qurbani. So I told him that we are very, very poor people. Qurbani is not wajib upon us. We can live in hunger. We can do without the milk. But we have little children. So do not slaughter this goat. Leave this goat for our children. So my husband left the goat. He says shortly thereafter, some guests came along. So we had to host the guests. So my husband decided that we're going to slaughter the goat. So I told him, take the goat to a very far place away from the children and then slaughter the goat. So he went with the goat to some area to slaughter it. And next thing, I see the very same goat on the roof of the house. So I thought perhaps my husband went to slaughter the goat and the goat ran away. And now it's on the roof of the house. So I went in search of my husband. I found him in this particular area. He was now skinning the goat. So I told him that you're skinning the goat, but our goat, I see it on the roof of the house. So he said that this is an in'am, this is a great bounty from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a gift from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in lieu of this goat that we have slaughtered for our guests. When we returned and we got the goat down, we fastened the goat. When we milked it, we found that there's milk and honey coming out from the same goat. So this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them on entertaining the guests. So in the previous time, people outside the masjid, they used to look for strangers. That is there any foreigner that is here from another locality, from another place? They used to invite him home and they used to feed him. People used to reside at the homes of other people. Nobody would use the hotel previously. Today, unfortunately, the tables have turned. So this also is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to entertain the guests. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal.